America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
This is Karina, Virginia, and I love the America Meditating Radio Show, and I love Sister Jenna. Bless you all. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Misty Crutchfield with Gandhi's Bee Magazine, online magazine designed to raise awareness and inspire people about all of the amazing things happening in the world, as well as all the challenging things that can help us raise awareness so we can make a difference in the world and be the change. One of my inspirations is Sister Jenna and America Meditating Radio. I listen, you should too.
Write thank you notes.
Tell the truth all the time.
These motivating thoughts from Randy Pausch's last lecture remind each of us to live our dreams.
Be creative every day.
Take a fun trip.
Motivation. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Take a break. Breathe. Why don't you visit the Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center, 518-589-5000. Hello and welcome to America Meditating Radio Show. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, and that was the legendary Diana Ross from one of my favorite songs, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand. It could be a physical hand and it could be an emotional hand to extend our pure feelings and good wishes, which can be known to be very subtle. To me, is a form of reaching out and touching the hand of another person's mind and intellect, and helping them to move more into a space of their truth and their power and their divinity. I continue to learn on all of my conversations on the air with incredible guests who have become close friends, some closer than others, where we continue to share each other's journey about the gifts that we are called to offer our humanity and the gifts that we continue to offer our humanity, however challenging it can be at times. Today we're going to have our very good friend David Nickel on, and he's going to be sharing with us some work that he's been up to. His forthcoming book, Subtle Activism, The Inner Dimension of Social and Planetary Transformation. David is a man that I find to be of a great heart and definitely of a great mind. And he will also be collaborating in being a part of the world's largest global meditation event for the International Day of Peace coming up on September 21st. We'd also like to inform everyone about the 11 Days of Compassion that starts from 9/11 until September 21st. And it basically is an initiation from the Belief Team and Values Partnership that is working with OWN Network to mobilize more continued conversation on how we can heal as a people and heal as a nation, and how important our compassion is as it plays out. The Oprah Winfrey Network will be launching a new television series entitled Belief, and it really takes us on a journey of various faith traditions and how individuals from all different walks of life are actually turning to faith to find their own personal strength. And of course, is it just the faith that will give us the strength, or is it something else? Is it a belief within our own beings that can help to instill the power and the courage that we're looking for? And I really want to invite all of you, my listeners, who I've built such a beautiful relationship with, to put in your calendar October the 18th to October 24th to gather community, to gather your friends, to have nights at each other's homes or at community centers, or if you're local, go to any of the Brahma Kumari centers that might be hosting a conversation around belief, or come to our place at the Meditation Museum. By then, we will have two meditation museums, one in Tysons Corner, Virginia, and the other one in downtown Silver Spring. And we want to hear each other. We want to share what are the things that are percolating in our own inner beings so that we can keep learning from each other and contributing to the shift that we always talk about, the shift from hate to wonder, the shift from jealousy to cooperating, the shift of anxiety to I'm calm, I'm at ease with myself. It's time. There is something calling many of us to change the dark into the light. I won't say right into wrong, but dark into light. And it's the time. In a conversation I was having with our friend Reverend Sylvia Sumter from Unity Church in Washington, D.C., we were engaging in a conversation on race relations, and it was a very beautiful comment that Sylvia shared. She said that the way that we are born in life, and sometimes the cruelty that a particular race or culture or religion can impose on another only because they're different, shows our whole humanity. Not only how negative or evil there is that exists in the world, but how courageous and forgiving we can be in the world. And I thought, yes, definitely, that is so powerful on that level. And the other level is, what are even this, those two factors on the soul level, learning from each other? If I'm being attacked, am I on a very deep soul level of many lifetimes in my past? Am I seeing an act that I imposed sorrow on, and am I learning to reconcile with what perhaps I as a soul in 5-10 lives ago did to someone, and now I have to understand that wasn't right, I should not do that, I'm a good person, I need to find time to erase. And forgiving that person for what they did might be an act of healing my own self of the stuff that I'm carrying. Now, these are the conversations I'd like us to have for the next 11 days, where we're going to be launching 11 Days of Compassion and Healing on the America Meditating Radio Show. And I want to hear your voices. I want you to chime in, email us, come onto the air, let us know what you're thinking, and let us have a beautiful conversation. Right before getting David on, I would like to turn the lines to Sister Gita to have her take us into a reading for the day. Sister Gita, are you available?
Okay. Well, my advanced class this morning talked about the path of love. God is the ocean of love, and He's showing us the path to love. So this book entitled From the Heart of God, and it states, The Ocean of Love. I am the ocean of love. I show you the path of love. My love remains unbroken and constant for you. I cannot forget even one of you. No matter what you do, where you are, I have so much love for you. And my love is unconditional and unlimited. I am the beloved of all of you. You have been calling out to me for a very long time. Remember me as the source of love. I am the only one who gives you love in the form of a bestower. Because I'm complete, there is nothing that I need from you. You need take only from me. This is true love to make you complete. The love of the heart cannot be put into words. I see the one desire of all souls of the world, the desire for real true love. Today, no human being can give you pure, unconditional, or constant love. My children, I am here to fulfill this desire. I tie you close to me with the thread of imperishable love. I teach you how to have true love for each other. Again, the ocean of love is made up of an unlimited amount of love. I have love for all souls, without exception. You are my lovely children, and my love for you is altruistic. Stay on this path of love. Om Shanti. Welcome back, everyone. That was Sab Kuch by the Brahma Kumaris, and we enjoyed Sister Gita's reading, which was very timely. Well, I'm really excited to welcome our very dear brother, David Nickel, who is a PhD and the director and co-founder of the Guyville Project and Center for Subtle Activism. It's an action research center based at the California Institute of Integral Studies that advances the study and practice of subtle activism. His forthcoming book, Subtle Activism, The Inner Dimension of Social and Planetary Transformation, is the first comprehensive academic treatment of the topic. He's also co-founder of Be the Peace, one of the world's largest global meditation events that occurs annually on the International Day of Peace, September 21st, which will be approaching. And he teaches on subtle activism in the Philosophy, Cosmology, and Consciousness program at the California Institute of Integral Studies and for the Shift Network. David is a former environmental lawyer from Australia, and we are so pleased to have him so early in the morning on the West Coast to join us on the America Meditating Radio Show. You did it!
I did it. Good morning, Sister Jenna. It's really beautiful to be with you.
Always, yes. Always. We always remember you and just your true sense of self, which is very, very powerful and very much needed. David, before we get into our conversation, could you perhaps update our listeners a little bit on what subtle activism is? Because they might be wanting to learn more about that.
Yes. Well, subtle activism is a path that emerged for me from many years of wanting to find a way to bring together my spiritual practice, my spiritual life, and my interest in politics and collective change and a passion for being involved at that level, the shift that what needs to happen on the planet. And what emerged for me, and it did emerge organically, it really was a path that found me rather than, in a way, the other way around. But subtle activism emphasizes the potential role of spiritual practice in being a subtle form of action that supports change at the collective level. So we mean things like large global meditations, especially those that have an intention to support peace in the world or peaceful resolution of a particular international conflict, let's say. And it's not a substitute for all of the other forms of activism or action that we need to take in the world. But we are exploring and we're very excited about the potentially crucial role it could play in a more holistic approach to social change. So the potential role, especially these days when we have the technology to bring together millions of people in all parts of the world to share a very profound experience of interconnection, we believe that those sorts of experiences have a very interesting and potentially crucial effect in laying the foundation at a very deep level for the emergence of a planetary culture of
That's beautiful. Now, talk about the holistic benefits, because a lot of folks tend to require a little bit more knowledge or awareness, because when you say subtle activism, are you focusing on the quality of someone's thoughts whilst in action, the quality of someone's thoughts while they're sitting, the quality of someone's thoughts when they're about to make a decision? And could you expound just a little bit more on that for those who need a little bit more nudging?
Yeah. Well, most of our events, they emphasize the practice itself. So, I mean, I tend to define subtle activism as consciousness-based practices intended for collective transformation. So we tend to emphasize that there can be the creation of a field effect when you get a certain number of people together in deep meditation or prayer or ritual or ceremony or dance or, really many different kinds of consciousness-based practices, but with a shared intention of bringing change at a collective level. And what we found is that for many people, it can be very meaningful to bring together the depth of their spiritual practice with their concern for what's happening on the earth, and provides a way for people to lean in where very often the choice is between getting very involved in some sort of activism project, and I salute those who are able to do that. But some people can't do that or feel overwhelmed. And so what this practice does, it provides people a very meaningful way of leaning into what's happening in the world, contributing, their presence, their depth of insight, and being part of a collective field that's bigger than any one person, and that in time can grow and grow and grow into being what we think is truly an emerging planetary force. So it is an emphasis on the practices, engaging in practices. I think that's how I'm emphasizing it. I do think that people can take the spirit of what we're saying and take it into their whole lives in terms of, as you were saying, bringing that awareness into their outer actions, into their thoughts, and in many different contexts. But we happen to emphasize these events, these practices where people can have a particularly concentrated experience of that higher awareness in service of healing the whole.
Sweet, sweet. I think it's so important because we're still so human in our interpretation of what we think is working, and we have put aside the importance of the quality of thoughts creates the vibrations. Congratulations on your new book. I knew that took a little bit of a time out of your life to
just a little.
Just a little. But how did it feel when you actually saw that completed of all that subtle work? Tell me more about it.
It was a very special feeling. Yeah, thank you for asking me about that. It was a very special feeling to hold it in my hand. It's been started the book in 2006, and it was a labor of love. The book is based on my PhD dissertation, and it creates the academic intellectual foundations for this idea of subtle activism. And it really did take a lot of work to craft the book, but it's such a satisfying feeling now, because it feels complete, and I feel like I can put it out and feel like there's no part of it that I feel like I didn't get to polish. So it's a very satisfying feeling. Thank you.
So when are we going to get our copy? Come on.
Very soon. Very soon. Yeah.
All right. I'll be looking forward to that. I know on Monday you launched an online Subtle Activism Summit, and it's going to end on September 10th, which I thought was very interesting because the Belief Team, which is spearheaded by Values Partnership, working to amplify a new television series coming out on October 18th called Belief by OWN.
Yes.
They'll be doing an 11 days of healing and compassion, and I want to talk a little bit later about that. But tell me about the Subtle Activism Summit and how can we still participate before September 10th?
Yes. So I think September seems to be, is becoming, you know, Peace Month. There's Peace Day on September 21st. It seems to be a magnet for more and more of these initiatives, and the OWN Network one is a wonderful one. So the Subtle Activism Summit, it actually starts today, Sister Jenna, so people can still get in on from the beginning. It starts at 9 a.m. Pacific, and it's the first, as far as I'm aware, first ever summit that's really focusing on this particular issue of subtle activism, as I was describing it before. And what we've done is we've brought together a very wonderful lineup of mystics, scientists, and activists to talk about this idea, this potential role of spiritual practice in social change, in activism. So today is actually the day where we're focusing on the mystics. So we have wonderful people like Sufi mystic Llewellyn Vaughan Lee and David Spengler, who is connected to the Findhorn Foundation, and Sandra Ingerman, who brings the shamanic perspective, and Thomas Hubel, a wonderful emerging teacher from Germany. There's some very interesting work bringing Germans and Jews together to do healing events. And then tomorrow we'll talk with scientists like Dean Radin and Irvin Laszlo and the Global Coherence Initiative people and Lynn McTaggart to really look in at this. What is the science of this? You know, is this just an idea, or is there scientific evidence that our prayers and meditations can have non-local effects? And then on the Thursday, we look at more the activists, spiritual activists, who are doing more engaged work in the world and having a dialogue with them, people like Joanna Macy and Angel Kyoto Williams and Jean Fleury, who's doing a wonderful Indigenous healing event. So discussing the same idea with them. So we're getting different perspectives from these different sectors on this topic of subtle activism. And I'm very excited about it because I think it's going to launch this whole field into a new level of public visibility. So if people are interested in getting into that conversation, it's a free event, and all of the interviews will be available afterwards as well, so you don't actually have to be live on the calls if you might miss one or two. So people can sign up at subtleactivismsummit.com, subtleactivismsummit.com. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I'm going to ask Antonia to send that out on our list as well, because I do support the incredible work that you're doing, and I appreciate it. I was looking at this word subtle, which seems to be very inward and quiet, then activism, which is like get out there and let the whole world know. And I was just feeling how powerful of an oxymoron point this is. Like, if you raise your vibrational field, you are an activist, and you're bringing something forward to the world of something very pure and powerful. Beautiful. Well, David, I want to take us to our 11 Days of Compassion conversation very briefly. As we move into 11 days, starting from 9/11 to International Day of Peace, 9/21, September 21st, Values Partnership has really been working very hard on engaging in conversations to see how we can bridge the divide. And I've got a question that has emerged in part of this conversation. For David Mikkel, what would a world of compassion and healing look like for him?
Yes. Well, I think what comes to my mind is it's a little bit like what you were describing earlier, Sister Jenna, about this notion of how would we interpret these events that happen in our lives when that are challenging or disturbing, rather than taking a, you know, an initial surface level reaction, that we would have the awareness to look a little deeper and to take a pause. So on an individual level, that's what I would see. But on a collective level, similarly, like these great crises that we see on the planet, what if in response, rather than just simply getting alarmed and startled by the news when we hear about, you know, these refugee crises or these famines in Africa or these violent events, rather than just sort of passively consuming them, we had ways of actively responding en masse with compassion, you know, channeling and harnessing our hearts, our compassion. It's a natural response of the human being and a healthy response. So I would see more and more ways where it makes it easy for us to become part of a collective compassionate response when difficult things occur on the planet, and where that give us these opportunities to feel part of something larger, to feel our interconnection that goes across cultures and races and religions, that you know, we all share in that compassion as part of a, as being a planetary being. So I guess that's what I would see, is a movement more and more in that direction, and a way where it becomes easy and where structures emerge that support that impulse, so that it's not just like me on my own, but we can actually you know, be in contact with others to feel that collective compassion.
Love that, because I think that we are looking at a time where so many organizations or individuals, they're now coming together as a whole unit. They're becoming more united.
Yeah.
They're working together on projects either for a particular group that supports what they've been living for or doing, and then in whatever way that's also lending to them their own support in their own particular way. And that was a beautiful answer to a great question. David Mikkel, we want to continue to offer you our best wishes with every bit of thing that you do, because of the incredible human being that you have been working yourself into becoming. And I know that that's there. And wishing you all the greatest of success with the subtle activism, the inner dimension of social and planetary transformation book. If you are in D.C., do not hesitate to come and do a book signing at the museum. We now have two. We've got a new one coming up. Yeah, at the end of this month, we're opening it on International Day for Peace. So we're all excited about that.
Fantastic.
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, we thank you, Sister Jenna. And, you know, we are on the same team. We're doing the same work and just raising this vibration, as you do so beautifully in this program and everything you do. So, you know, I'm just in the same flow as you, and very happy to enjoy that ride with you. It's a very beautiful ride.
Thank you, David. You're the best, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Sister Jenna. Thank you, everybody.
So are you checking your thoughts, my friends? It's your subtle ability. It's your subtle responsibility. You want your marriage to change, your job to change, your teenagers to change, your house environment to change. But are you changing? Are you raising your subtle dimension of inner state of being to a higher quality of existence? And you want to break that down? It is so simple. Are you being more loving, understanding, accommodating, accepting, being more respectful? This is subtle activism, my friends. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with David Nickel or Dr. David Nickel. Please get a copy of his book, Subtle Activism, The Inner Dimension of Social and Planetary Transformation, and check him out on the subtleactivismsummit.com that's underway. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. We are definitely here to love each other the same, and don't forget to put into your calendar the 11 Days of Healing and Compassion by the Belief Team, and feel free to contact us about any information or updates that you might have going on in your community and in your area. All right, everybody, take good care. We're going to end today's show with This Love by Lucinda Drayton, and all the very best. Bye-bye.
Thank you.